United States President Barack Obama signed an executive order Monday lifting a ban on federal funding of embryonic stem cell research that was imposed by former President Bill Clinton in 1995. This ban was relaxed by President George W. Bush in 2001, but still restricted funding for the vast majority of embryonic research. Both presidents allowed funding for research for stem cells from adults, umbilical cords, and placentas. Stem cells can generate cells for different tissues of the human body and might be able to cure several illnesses. The Catholic Church supports stem cell research but objects to any experimentation which destroys human life. Cardinal Justin Regali, the chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities, called President Obama's executive order on embryonic stem cell research a sad victory of politics over science and ethics. As he signed the executive order Monday, President Obama declared he would end what he called the manipulation or coercion of the scientific community when its findings are inconvenient.
In a way, Obama's coming out with a statement that science is something totally neutral, that there's no sort of problems that we can raise, etc., of an ethical nature to apply to it, can all be looked at just purely from scientific terms. This is the thing I think that's horrifying here. It's not a question of science versus religion. It's about, can you put any controls in place on science? Does science exist in a moral vacuum?
Josephine Quintavalle directs the UK-based public interest group Comment on Reproductive Ethics. Well, Associate Director of the Pro-Life Office for U.S. Catholic Bishops, Richard Doerflinger, says 10 years ago all the hype was about the outstanding results human embryos would bring to stem cell research, but reality has shown otherwise.
What we know now about human embryonic stem cells is that they are much more difficult to work with and to turn into any use in human beings than people originally imagined. They are very prone to growing uncontrollably and causing tumors in laboratory animals. And now the researchers are talking about not one decade, but maybe several decades and maybe never until these cells are actually used in any treatment. In the meantime, other avenues of stem cell research, especially stem cells from adult tissues of various kinds and from umbilical cord blood from newborn babies, have proved to be extremely useful in therapies, and some of those trials have now begun to reverse terrible diseases in human patients in clinical trials, and some of them already are in widespread clinical use for cancers and leukemia and are moving quickly toward treating many other diseases.
In actual fact, embryonic stem cell research is still at the research level. It hasn't delivered any cures to humans at all. Whereas if you look at the alternatives to embryonic stem cell research, which have been with us for a longer period of time anyway, but which are, you know, developing every day, a sort of day in, day out, there's novelties coming through. They can start counting and telling you things like there have been over 20,000 patients treated with stem cells from umbilical cord blood, perfectly legitimate, perfectly acceptable, no ethical problems involved. There are over 80 diseases now being treated with adult stem cells. So adult stem cells are clearly the cells that don't have the ethical problems that the embryonic stem cell has, but also in the meantime, since 2006 to 2009, they've made incredible steps forward, is in creating a stem cell which has the properties of the embryonic stem cell but doesn't rely on killing a human embryo. So in this instance, what they do is they take a cell, you take a skin cell, say, and they've learned a technology, the biologists, to turn that stem cell back to the very early stage of development. So they've turned it back to a cell that has the properties of the embryonic stem cell, but no embryo has been created in the process. Now, one of the wonders of these kind of stem cells is not just that they solve the ethical problem, but they're actually better than the embryonic stem cell. Because if you want to cure yourself, there's nothing better than your own cells to cure you. because you're not going to have any rejection problems. You're not going to have to take immune suppressant drugs for the rest of your life if you have a transplant of your own stem cells. And in 2 to 3 years, these particular kind of stem cells, which are known as iPS cells, induced pluripotent stem cells, they have leapt forward in terms of progress. And it's absolutely so exciting, the potential of these cells. And another point to underline is the economy of the United States. In times of such stress economically, they have to be very careful how they spend money. And I don't think any money should be directed towards a kind of stem cell research that is unethical, unnecessary, and which is showing itself not to be even the right way forward. Just if you're just looking at it from a purely objective, ethics-free science. I think at the moment, our best weapon is to say, it's rubbish science you're talking about. You've just got to stop doing it. You cannot throw money, public money, away on science that's not going anywhere, particularly when your country's going through such a devastating economic crisis. But what's happening is the scientists are holding on to a position which is untenable, I think, that they should be allowed to do anything and there should be no holds in place. And that's what ethics is about, which roads should be open and which should be closed. And I think, you know, this is what President Obama is avoiding by not really looking carefully at the ethical issues here, but also he's not even looking pragmatically at the reality of where science is leading us. So it's one area where science is on our side at the moment. It's just not going to bring the solutions that they're hyping up from the use of human embryos. It's just not going to happen.
The dose of reality is, let us look now at the avenues of stem cell research that are really moving quickly toward treating human disease, and it turns out that they are the avenues that were dismissed as less useful by the embryonic stem cell researchers, may turn out to be the avenues that there's really no moral or ethical problem with as well.
Richard Doerflinger is the Assistant Director of the Pro-Life Office for U.S. Catholic Bishops. And earlier, you heard Josephine Quintavalle, who directs the UK-based public interest group, comment on reproductive ethics.